Could we magnify the name of the Lord all over this place right now? Would you lift Him up and give Him praise? Would you glorify Him? There's nobody like Jesus. A few moments ago, the Spirit of the Lord began to roll in this place. Would you clap your hands one more time? And would you open your mouth and let a crescendo of praise begin to flow out of your belly? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I know that we've sang a lot and we've had the choir and the choruses, but this is on my heart. For He alone is worthy. Would you raise your hands to Him?
For
He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. Could you do it with everything in you? For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. Christ, oh come, let us adore. I want to lift up His name.
Oh, come, let us adore.
My God, my God.
Oh, come, let us
adore Him. Why? Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. The Holy Ghost is rolling in this place. The Spirit of, oh, for He alone, for He. Every hand raised, every voice. Every mouth open. Let it flow. Jesus is He. He saved me when I was lost. He healed me when I was sick. He delivered me when I was afflicted. He. Somebody ought to praise Him. Anybody here that has kept you another year? Anybody here that you may have never been here before, but you're so glad that He brought you out of bondage, that He lifted you out of the miry clay and set your feet on a rock to stay? Is anybody here glad that you're saved? I don't just want to say I got saved. I want to know that I know I'm saved. Hallelujah to God. God is so good. God is so good. And I want to give honor to this youth committee in this district. Thank you for being here. And I asked the Lord today. I had a rough day. 12 hours just to get here. Then it was raining and two flights canceled. And I asked the little lady in Los Angeles what was wrong, and she said, "Sir, this is a storm." In my southern vernacular, I said, "Ma'am, this ain't a storm. We go fishing in weather like this at home." She looked at me like I'd lost my mind. But I made it, and I looked at Brother Claver and I said, "I can't believe you guys had me back. And I'm just glad to be here, to be with you." And I want to say something. After about the second course, the reality that there are one God, Jesus' name. Hold on. Apostolic, young people, hit me in the face after about the second course. And I looked at Brother Claver and I said, "I am so glad to be in the midst of apostolic brethren. And to be here to enjoy the presence of the Lord. And to see one God apostolic, tongue talking, aisle running, Holy Ghost, Spirit filled, holiness." You have your Bibles. If you would go ahead and turn with me, please, to Luke, the 18th chapter. I give honor to all the elders and the men that are here. I'm so glad to be with them again. Some of my favorite friends are in this district, and men that have influenced my life, from Brother Price and other great elders and pastors in this district who have influenced me. I've even been accused of being a California preacher in Louisiana. And I said, well, I'm not from there, but I do like it. You've been accused of that. Have you ever been accused of being a Louisiana preacher, Brother Miles, in California? Well, we swapped hats. Luke, the 18th chapter and verse 8. My wife couldn't be here. Believe it or not, you'll probably hear me talk about it. We just found out that we're expecting number 3. But she could not be here, but we're excited about that. How many of you at youth camp remember them arresting my little 4-year-old son? The monitors pulled him aside because he was carrying around a shotgun shell talking about hunting bears. I didn't bring him with me. I was afraid I'd get kicked out of the motel. Luke 18 and verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Now listen to the second part. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? Say, shall he find faith on the earth? Then James chapter 1. Then we'll go back a little bit to 2 Timothy. But James chapter 1. Looking forward to the ministry of Brother Tiller. I was expecting, there's another Brother Tiller, and I thought they were brothers or related, and I was expecting a real big, mean-looking fella. And when I saw this nice fella sitting there beside me, I didn't realize who it was, and I apologize. And I guess we won't let him take up the announcements, Brother Morton, because he is, I guess, a good preacher and good-looking and all that good stuff. And I apologize for thinking you were going to be big, mean, and ugly and that kind of stuff. I'm sorry about that. Don't tell the other Brother Tiller I said that. James chapter 1 and verse 27. Pure religion, say pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Say pure religion and undefiled religion. Then 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Say, it's happening. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Listen, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, you have a choice. From such, turn away. I when I preach you things, I love to preach catchy, funny titles or something that was cute. God won't ever let me be cute. Only one thinks I'm cute is my wife. But I'm simply going to discuss this subject tonight, and I want you to open your heart. How many of you would just relax and let me this week? Because I just got through a building program. I've been playing pastor. And I would just love to just let myself go in the Holy Ghost and see God bless somebody, heal somebody, deliver somebody. And I want to preach tonight on ritual or reality. Ritual or reality. And I feel the Lord. And I'm not a sermonizer. And I can't see your faces. So every once in a while, would you help me? And respond, not to lift me up, but just let me know that you're out there. And I was promised if I keep it under 80 minutes, I can get a CD. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We magnify your resplendent, awesome name. Lord, we have sang, we have given, we have worshiped, we have fellowship, but now we have opened your word and we pray that you would come in amongst us. Your presence is here, O Lord. Hide us behind the cross. Take us beyond the first night jitters. Let us get through whether we like the preacher or God. God, we're not here to find out whether we like each other. We're here to lift you up. I pray that you would give us the opportunity to lift you up, because if you're lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself. And I praise you and I glorify your name. Would you clap your hands and love him? You may be seated. I don't know about you, but I am hungry for a real move of the power of the living God. I am tired of living in hype and smoke and ritual. I'm tired of being hyped up by music, by bass, by drums, by organs, and by even preachers. I enjoy worship. I enjoy the presence of the Lord. But there is something inside me crying, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take pleasure, take fame, take it all, take houses and take lands. But all that I want is to be able to be a believer. Because the Bible said that the believer shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. Help me right now. They shall cast out devils. I like to look Pentecost. I like to act Pentecost. But my identity cannot be in knowing the Pentecostal songs. My identity cannot be in dressing the Pentecostal dress. My identity cannot be in walking the Pentecostal walk. But my identity has got to be that I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him. I feel him in my heart. I feel him all over me. My identity is I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul got happy and I'm satisfied. My identity has got to be he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. Oh, somebody help me. I feel the Holy Ghost in here right now. My identity can no longer be who my daddy is, who my mama is, who my pastor is, nor my pedigree. My identity has got to be I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible says. My identity can no longer be that I act the part, that I look the part, but my identity must be that it's just like fire shut up in my bones. When I got up this morning, it wasn't to see how good I can look, how pretty I can be, or how talented I am. But when I got up this morning, it was to give the devil a nightmare by saying, greater is he that is in me. I want to preach in Jesus' name. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You can sing all night long and not have any power. You can even preach all night long and not have any power. You can have pizza parties and popcorn and have all the fun you want. But honey, there is a cry in this generation of young people that says, I'm sick of ritual. I'm sick of formality. I did not come to be entertained. I was praying today. Is this all right? I'm just going to go ahead and make myself home. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. But I just feel at home right now. On the way today on the airplane, I was saying, God, give me something nice. Give me something cute. Let me go back and get some good youth stuff. I almost called some people to see, hey, you got any youth stuff? Because, you know, at youth conventions, you're supposed to have all this little stuff and get up and preach little catchy stuff, tell little stories and all this kind of stuff. You know what the Lord spoke to me in my spirit? He said, my people are sick and tired of being entertained. But my people have come to hear a word from the Lord. My people have come to have an experience of the Holy Ghost and fire. They don't want to just clap their hands to a pretty sermon. They don't want to just pat their feet with a melodious chorus. But there's a cry in their heart, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. So you know what I told him? I didn't come to entertain you, but I came to pray that by the end of this week, you can be chasing every devil in your community. By the end of this week, you can be so full of the Holy Ghost that when you get out of bed in the morning, that the enemy begins to tremble.
I don't want ritual, but I need the reality of the power and the demonstration. Paul said that I come to you not in the enticing words of men's wisdom, but in the demonstration and power. Somebody help me right now. In the demonstration and the power of the Holy Ghost. Anybody here got the Holy Ghost? Then if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got something that the world didn't give, and the world can't take it away. You've got something greater. There is a spirit trying to sneak in Pentecost that says you've got to imitate the world. You've got to act like the world. And you've got to calm down. Huntley, the world's already tried all that and it's failed them. They're looking for somebody that has a real power, a real God, and a real demonstration. They're looking for a young man that says, I've been drunk, I've been high, I've been everywhere, but I'm going to church right now because the greatest anointing I've ever felt, the greatest glory I've ever felt has been in the presence of the Lord. More than that, you know what they're looking for? They're looking for somebody that says, I've never had a needle in my arm. I've never had a joint on my lips. I have never had anybody violate my body because my temple is the Holy Ghost. I've never been drunk. I've never been high. And I've never been molested. But I have been filled with a power that is greater than any bondage, that is greater than any addiction. Oh, you're not hearing me right now. We get ashamed of our testimony. You need to be glad that God not only saved you, but he's kept you. You need to be glad, not ashamed. You need to be glad. My Lord, would you praise him just right now? Lord, we welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. There's a hunger in this place for the claver. There's a hunger in this place for the shoemaker. It's not that we don't like talent. I love talent. I believe that you ought to play skillfully. This talent tonight has been unbelievable. It's not that I don't believe that a preacher should apply himself, because we should not be ignorant and behind the tracks. We should skillfully articulate the word of God. But our talent, our ability, and our knowledge should never replace old time anointing and the hunger to feel the hunger to feel the presence of a living God. I've come to preach to somebody in here tonight. Are you caught up in a ritual, or do you have a reality of the Holy Ghost? They talk, you can be seated, they talk about Generation X. I've read several articles about what Generation X means. I know these men are probably more read than I am on the subject dealing with youth. But yet they call it several different things. But I read a description by a psychiatrist a few months ago that got my attention. He said, what you must understand, instead of the negative of the name Generation X, this is a generation that refuses to be a hypocrite or fit into a mold. This generation refuses to just accept what everybody else has, but they are hungry for something fresh that they can feel for themselves. It's not that they're not good people. It's not that they're not hungry for something, but they're tired of the facade. They've tried Hollywood and Hollywood failed. They've tried the party scene and the parties failed. They've tried to be a yuppie and it failed. The Porsche failed. The Jag failed. The shoes failed. The hairdo failed. But there's a hunger inside them that says we have no identity. Why? Because they're bad? No. Could it be that the generation that is going to bring back apostolic one God holiness revival is the generation we call X? Because even those on the street corner tonight, sitting at the bar stool or in the middle of the party then, they're looking for something. They're hungry for something. They're searching for something. And I've come to preach that this is that something. This is that that was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last days saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. If there's anybody out there that believes it, turn around and tell somebody, I believe it. This is that. My, this is that anointing. It is not our doctrine that keeps us from turning the world upside down. The devil believes in one God and trembles. It is not the doctrine of one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. I wish you were out there right now. It is not the doctrine of the mighty God in Christ. He said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He said, I and the Father are one. Somebody wrote a song that said, there's one way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. It's not our message. It is not the oneness of God. It is not even the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because if it's the gift of the Holy Ghost, if it's our tongue talking, if it's our shouting, then why are people imitating us all around the world and drawing bigger crowds than have ever been known in Christendom? Get your head out of the sand, honey. You're not God's despised few. You're a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You are a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a child of God. I wish somebody would hear me. You're a child of God. You're not just somebody that has a church across the tracks. You're not just somebody that does it because mama does it. But you're somebody that says, I know what I've got is from me. I'm not living in daddy's world. I'm not living in mama's world. But I'm living in God's world. I know what he did for me. We got any ex-gang members out there right now? We got any people that have been delivered from a gang? Do we have anybody delivered from alcohol? Do we have anybody delivered from crack cocaine? Do we have anybody delivered from promiscuity? Would you just take a minute if you've been delivered, and would you stand to your feet and have yourself a Holy Ghost spell? Because this is what it's all about. Ha ha ha. He brought me out. He broke the chains of bondage. The Bible said he that the Son has set free is free indeed. That's it right now. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy your liberty. The devil's a liar. He's been condemning you. He's been lying on you. He's been working on you. I said the devil's a liar. Some of you come in here thinking you are a backslider. You come in here thinking because you've messed up that there was no salvation for you. The Bible said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Me, for when I fall, I shall arise. You need to look at the devil and say, Satan, you have fallen and you can't get up. But when I fall, I'm going to get back up. When I make a mistake, when I have a problem, when I have a difficulty, devil, you fail one time and you'll never be restored. You'll never get your anointing back. But I may have messed up, but God's grace is sufficient for me. I may have made a mistake, but God's grace is sufficient for me. I may have even sinned, but rejoice not against me. Satan has fallen. It is not our doctrine. It is not the oneness of God. It is not the doctrine of repentance. It is not the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking of the tongues. I'm going to step out on a limb, but I might as well. It is not our preaching a standard of separation. That went over like an organ in a Church of Christ convention. Like playing basketball in high heel tennis shoes. It is not our holiness that keeps people from wanting what we've got. You can hide behind that lie if you want to. You can think people don't want to be pure if you want to. I don't believe that. I believe that they will try anything. They'll shave their heads and wear a yellow robe and sell flowers in an airport. They'll live in a commune. They'll drink purple Kool-Aid if they think what you've got is real. It is not our standard. Our separation is a badge of honor. It is not an emblem of reproach. Quit using it as an excuse to have revival. But what keeps us from having revival is hypocrisy. Because we say that we believe that God can do anything. We say that we believe in the supernatural power of deliverance. But we hide behind our ritual, our three songs, our two testimonies, our little bitty prayer meeting for 30 minutes. And we say, well, if God didn't do it, it's His fault. It's not my fault. I'm doing my best, honey. I've come to preach to somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. Are you fed up with just going through the motions? Are you fed up? There is a cry from some of you out there, I felt it all afternoon, saying, Brother Suber, I refuse to come to the altar this week. I refuse to shout this week. If I'm just going to go back next Monday and do what I was doing before I got here. I'm tired of shouting at youth camp. I'm tired of falling out in the aisle and not being changed. This preacher has come to preach to somebody that there is a power of God that can loose you from every fetter of the devil. I rebuke the spirit of hypocrisy. I rebuke the spirit of hopelessness. There's somebody here right now. You need to realize that God can loose you from every bondage, every pornography, every perversion, every lust, every spirit. I feel him right now. Could we praise him? Could we praise him? Could we praise him? Could somebody praise him? Could somebody? I hope I'm not making y'all mad. Could somebody praise him? I'm tired of hypocrisy. Are there any young people here? You're tired of hiding behind your long skirt and your long hair and your beautiful innocent face, knowing that you're eat up with an addiction, knowing that you're eat up with bitterness, knowing that you're eat up with a secret sin. Are there any young men here? You're tired of playing the music. You're tired of going through the ritual. You're tired of sneaking out the back door till you can get that next hit, that next drink, that next girl. And you say, dear God, if this is all there is to the church, then I don't want anything with it. Let this preacher preach to you. There is more to this than ritual. There is more. There is more to this than talent. I serve a God right now that can get the marijuana out of your blood system just like that. Yeah, he can take the alcohol out of your blood system just like that. He can deliver you from your bondage just like that. Is anybody hearing me? Is anybody hearing me? God come to set you free. God come to loose you. I'm just going to go ahead and minister in the Holy Ghost. If you want to be seated, go ahead. It is a reproach that a spirit of suicide is hanging over some of your heads. Not because you're hopeless in the world, but because you feel hopeless in the church. You talked in tongues and nothing changed. You've been through the ritual. You shouted when everybody else shouted. You sang when everybody else sang, but you're still bound. I've come to preach to you that you need to push one more time. You need to press one high. Yeah, high. Because there is a dose of the Holy Ghost that is getting ready to flow out of heaven like a river. The Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Somebody here ought to praise him. There are young people sitting in this room right now who have contemplated suicide. There are young people sitting here right now who have given God the ultimatum, not out of rebellion and bitterness and pride, but out of a hungry heart, and have said, God, if you're real, if your presence is real, you do something to me this week, because I don't think I can handle it. I've come to ask you, would you go on a journey with me from ritual into reality? Would you go out of just hearing about it, just preaching about it, just singing about it, to walking in the halls of the hotel talking in tongues, to being slain in the spirit, to laughing and nobody can shut you up, to rolling in the concrete floor, to getting prayed through till you shot your hair down. You don't care what your tie looks like. You don't care how you wrinkle your suit. All you care about is if I can but touch him. If I can but touch him. If I can but touch him. Let's pray right now. Would you worship him? Brethren, let's pray. I bind every spirit of the enemy. I come against the spirit of falsehood and pride and ritualism, every wall, every barrier. Anybody just want to get real? Anybody just want to get real? Anybody want to get real? It's not a holiness, our doctrine, idea. It's a hypocrisy. Because the world sees you shouting and telling them about what you can't do. And then they see people that are bound just like they are. And they say, if you've got so much, then why is it affecting you? Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Here I go. We need more than a Sunday night joy. You can be happy when your football team wins the Super Bowl. You can be happy when you are chosen as valedictorian. You can be happy when something good happens to you. But I'm tired of just getting happy when God does a miracle. I'm tired of just getting happy when the choir singing my song. I'm tired of just getting happy when the preacher preaches. But the Bible said there is a dimension beyond happiness. There is a dimension beyond sports. There's a dimension beyond music. There's a dimension beyond my feelings. It is the dimension of joy. And the Bible said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you get out of the ritual, when you get out of the rut and step into the dimension of the Spirit, it's not just hype. It's not just hype. It's not just emotion, but it's the joy of the Lord. I may have cancer, but blessed be the name of the Lord. I may have lost my job, but the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My family may have deserted me, but God is a very present help in time of trouble. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Something's breaking right now. I'm talking about getting out of happiness and getting into joy. But Brother Super, I've got a problem. Get into joy. You can't live by emotion. If you live by emotion, you'll die by emotion. But if you learn that the just shall live by faith. What is faith? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is faith? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. His praise. His praise. His praise. Somebody praise Him right now. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Somebody right now, are you tired of being depressed? Are you tired of being discouraged? Are you tired of having me worked up, hyped up, sung up, shouted up? Is there anything right now that says, Lord, stir up the gift, stir up the ember, stir up the anointing. Let something begin to move in my body and loose me into a realm of relationship. The Bible said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I was reading the other day a translation that says the joy of the Lord is my strength. The word strength interpreted was the staff of God. The joy of the Lord is the staff of God. What do you mean? When I don't have any emotion for myself, when I don't have any joy for myself, when I don't have any peace for myself, I lean on Him. He becomes my staff. And even though I walk, I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When I can't go on by myself, I'm not going to take drugs. I'm going to lean on Jesus. When I can't go on by myself, I'm not going to run to my girlfriend, but I'm going to lean on Jesus. When I can't go on by myself, I'm not going to rely on the flesh, but I'm going to lean on this joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world can't take it away. There's something breaking right now. Would you praise Him? Come on, right, everybody. There's a dimension of deliverance. There's a dimension of the Spirit. This that I've got didn't come out of a bottle. It didn't come out of a pill. And it didn't come out of a classroom. I got joy like a river. I got the joy. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy. Down in my... Anybody got the joy? Anybody here learning how to lean? Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Right. Realness. Realness. Did you know that the devil likes to come to church? He's not supposed to. But he even showed up with the sons of God. Because what happens, even if a demonic spirit can't come to church, he can influence your carnal mind and your fleshly nature to where it does not take a spirit, but thoughts are interjected into your mind. Then your mental consent gives the power to have a hold on you and to affect you when there's not a devil in hell around. I've had people get up and give honor to the devil for tearing up the sound system, give honor to the devil for doing all this kind of stuff. Honey, I don't give him any honor. The Bible said, Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. But then he said in Acts 1 and 8, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, if Jesus has all power and he shares with me some of his power, how much power does that give the devil? That went over like high heel tennis shoes too. Because you got to quit blaming stuff on the devil. You got to take credit where credit is due. And say, I'm tired of thinking dirty thoughts. I'm tired of reading, watching, listening, infiltrating and feeding myself with something that is going to separate me from the love of God. I'm going to pour myself in a love for the truth. I will buy the truth and sell it not. And I'm going to have a revelation of God. I got to preach. Dear Lord, I got to hurry. Lord, help me. The Bible said that they that worship Him, true worshipers, must worship Him. How? In spirit and in truth. Do you believe in California that we were created in His image to worship Him? That is what salvation is all about. It is not just so that I can join a little club and say that I'm Pentecostal, but it's so that I can turn my back on the world and repent and have a newness of life and become one of His. That I can become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you believe that, say amen. The purpose of the church is to praise God and to lift Him up. David, who was the greatest praiser that ever lived, said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. That's why I love Brother Miles Young. He don't get up here and try to wow you and entertain you. He just wants to lift Him up and magnify the name of the Lord. I think that that's wonderful. We ought to praise Him. But you know who really wants to praise? I'll tell you who wants to praise. The devil is looking for your praise. And I stopped by to tell you tonight, I hope I don't get in trouble, but I'm going to tell you how to praise the devil. Because I've come to rebuke a spirit of hypocrisy and hopelessness and barrenness on somebody's heart. I hope I can help you tomorrow night. I hope I preach better before I leave. But I've come with a burden on my heart for somebody that you've got to go beyond ritual. Somebody told me the Bible says that the devil is a liar. That He is the father of all lies. He's the father of lies. I give Him no glory. I give Him no credence. But I will tell you, there is a real God and there is a real devil. There is a real heaven and there is a real hell. And this week there's a battle going on because California is stepping into a dimension of revival that is fresh. There is a fresh anointing. There is a fresh unity. I don't know nothing, but I feel it in the Holy Ghost. There is a fresh unity. There is a togetherness. You know what the devil hates? He hates unity. He hates brethren that dwell together in unity. But when God's people get together in one mind and in one accord, something begins to happen. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? A spirit of unity, a spirit of revival. But the enemy would love to steal this revival. He would love to steal your praise. Brother Super, I don't understand. How can I praise the devil? Let me help you. I wrote this down in the motel room. I left my notes. My notebook is on my desk at the house. I don't even have notes. All I've got is my day timer and some scribbles. Number one, how can I praise the devil? Imitate him. The greatest form of flattery is imitation. I have friends that I love to imitate. I won't do it. I want you to know there is nobody like Jesus. One night Jason Sisko was imitating Alan Oggs in a restaurant, and he was doing Brother Oggs and everything. Brother Oggs walked up behind him, and we just all sit there looking, smiling at him. Jason didn't have a clue. He was in oblivion. He turned around. There was Brother Oggs. Brother Oggs said, Jason, you do me better than me. He wasn't making fun of him, but flattery. It is the highest form of flattery, imitation. Do you know how to lift up the devil? You say, over the super, I'm a Holy Ghost for young people. I want to teach you something tonight about how to step in ritual and how to keep yourself from ever getting into that dimension of the spirit. Number one, you can imitate him. How do I imitate him? Well, the first thing he did, he was lifted up in pride. When you think you look too good to have a Holy Ghost spell, you just started praising the devil. Yeah! When you think your hair's just right, your cologne's just right, your attitude's just right, you got your walk right, you got your talk right, you just started praising the devil. But when you break out of that flesh and say, I didn't come to look at you, and I hope that you didn't come to look at me, but I come to lift up Jesus. I come to lift up the name of the Lord. I come to magnify the name of Jesus. For neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Something just snapped in the Holy Ghost. Did you feel it? Something just snapped in the Holy Ghost. Something just broke in the Holy Ghost. Somebody's being loose right now. Somebody's being terrible, Shakaya. Somebody's being set free. Somebody is breaking out of your shell. You thought it would be Thursday night. You thought it would be the end of the week. But on the first night, the Lord is pushing you. The Lord is potting you and putting you into a dimension of the Holy Ghost. I loose you in Jesus' name. I loose you in Jesus' name. I loose you in Jesus' name. I loose every youth pastor in Jesus' name. I loose every youth pastor's wife in Jesus' name. I loose every musician in Jesus' name. I loose every Holy Ghost filled young person in Jesus' name. Can you feel him? Can you feel him? When you got too much pride to pray in the altar, you're worshiping the devil. When you got too much pride to pray in the altar, you're worshiping the devil. When you've got too much pride to submit to your pastor, you're worshiping the devil. Is there anybody here that says, I'm tired of worshiping the devil, but I come to lift up Jesus. I come to magnify Jesus. I'm tired of bringing Satan to church. I'm tired of bringing his thoughts, bringing his fears, bringing his spirit into God's church. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. We need a brain transfusion. We need a brain transfusion and begin to think not like the world. Carnality is enmity with the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We need some thinking. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm about close. You better get on that organ. I feel the Holy Ghost. Imitating him how? Number one, by pride. Number two, what did he do next? He rebelled. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. The word rebellion is the word meri, which means bitterness, or eaten up with the root of bitterness. The words as is were added by the translator. So the literal translation would say that rebellion, or the root of bitterness, is the sin of witchcraft. When you bring rebellion into church, you just brought in something that the blood can't bind. You're not hearing me. You just brought in something that praying saints can't stop from coming in, because the spirit may stay outside, but you've got it in your heart, and you've got a root of bitterness in your heart. And when you walk in the house of God with a rebellious spirit, you just drug the devil. He don't want to come in. The pastor's been praying, get out of my church, but you're going to bring him in anyway. The pastor's been saying, get him out of my choir, get him out of my church. I'll rebuke every spirit. I'll rebuke every demon. But when you're lifted up in rebellion, you drag him in. I don't want to praise the devil. I want to praise the Lord. Pride and rebellion. Anybody here want to pray against it right now? If you're here and you want deliverance, throw your hands in the air and say, Father, forgive me because I need to be loosed. Forgive me because I've allowed ritual. I've allowed formality. I've allowed a form of godliness to keep me from the power thereof. But I'm hungry for power. Not power to lift up a man, but the power to glorify the name of the Lord. The power to lift up Jesus. The power to be a light, to be a city set on a hill. Yeah! I gotta keep on preaching. Imitate him. Number two, hide yourself. Lucifer, pride, rebellion. Next time we see him, Garden of Eden. What's he do? He reveals through sin their nakedness. And then because sin, their nakedness was revealed, they have to hide themselves from the presence of God. You want to know how to praise the devil? Look right. Dress right. Don't cut it, burn it, or bite it. But have a tongue longer than California. And let a hypocritical spirit get in your heart. And let a spirit of deception that hides you from the presence of the Lord. You put on clothes, but you still hide. You don't want to get in a real old-fashioned prayer meeting because somebody might expose you. That's how to praise the devil. I look good on the outside, but on the inside, I'm like a whitened sepulchre full of dead men bones. Is there anybody that wants to go from the outside to the inside? Yay! Is there anybody that wants to leave here tonight saying there's something within me I cannot explain? There's something within me I cannot contain. Hypocrisy, a veil, a separation from God. Well, I can't get off that right now. Just hold on. It's all right. I'll do better next time. Hold on. It's all right. I gotta say this. Listen. I gotta say this. We get so caught up in our ritual of holiness that we forget to be holy. And when you lie on your brother, you just messed up your outside because your inside ain't right. That's how to praise the devil. That's how to give the devil glory. But if you can ever get a broken and contrite spirit, oh Lord, thou wilt. A broken and contrite spirit, oh Lord, thou wilt not despise. A broken and contrite spirit, oh Lord, thou wilt not despise. You want ritual or reality? Number three, and we just fixing to have a Holy Ghost spell. Number three, how to praise the devil is to begin to believe what he's telling you. Because everything he says is a lie. So if you believe what he's telling you, you have just turned your back on God and said God's word's not true, but the devil is true. And when you sit on your hands and you're sick in your body, and the doctor says you're dying, and you drag in with a long face and sit down and say, well, I guess I'm going to die, you're worshiping the devil. But when you walk in the back door and say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, I don't feel good, I may die tonight, but if I die, I'm going to be shouting. I'm going to be shouting on the hills of glory. I may starve tomorrow, but if I starve, it's just a short trip to heaven. Yeah, it's just a short trip. Hey, come on, somebody praise him. If I die, I die. If they slay me, they slay me. But I'm going to rejoice in the Lord and be of good courage. Hold on. Hold on. You didn't get it. How long have I preached? God, I've been preaching an hour. I got 10 minutes before my tape runs out. How come when we fail, we stop praising? Hold on. God didn't fail. You did. But we've got a mentality that when we fail, we're not worthy to praise. When we fail, we're not worthy to come into His presence. All you got to do is admit you're a failure. All you got to do is, the difference between a hypocrite and somebody that just keeps getting up is, a hypocrite hides it and an honest person says, I know I'm nothing, but greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm going to praise Him anyhow. God never failed you, so why should you stop praising Him? But I fail. God didn't fail. God didn't get drunk. God didn't run off with his neighbor's wife. God didn't make a mistake. God is not a man that he should lie. So you ought to praise Him anyhow. You ought to praise Him anyhow. And one of the greatest ways to praise the devil is to respond the way he wants you to. Well, I'll just quit church. They gonna talk about me like that? Make fun of my little poof? I'll just go to somewhere. I don't have to put up with that mess. And the devil's over here going, give me some praise. Give me some praise. Get your feeling hurt. You're in the choir. Everybody else is shouting. You're standing there looking like a toad frog. What you doing? You lifting up the devil. You giving him some praise. But if you could learn to step out of feeling and into faith and say, you didn't save me. The preacher didn't save me. The choir director didn't save me. My friend didn't save me. But if it had not been for the blood, oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow, if it had not been for the old rugged cross. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Everybody. You can go through ritual and never mess up the devil's world. Because the Bible said that in the last days there would come those that had a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God. That would have a form of godliness and deny the power of that doesn't fit the world, that fits the church. We preach that the worldly spirit. No. That's a church spirit. Have a form of God is denied the power thereof. You can go through all the ritual you want to, and you can never bother Him. But if you ever step out of that dimension and get into the dimension of the real flow of the Holy Ghost. Hold on. There's some of you here right now. You have responded this past year the way the devil wanted you to respond. You have imitated Him through pride and rebellion. You have even put on your best clothes to disguise your inward man. And the devil sits back. My people are shouting and dancing and all that. The spirit of the enemy sits back and goes, somebody over there, pray. Keep on praising me. Keep that attitude. Keep that facade. Keep your little wall up. Don't admit that it's you. Do your little pop. Do your little itai, itai, itai. It'll be all right. But is there anybody here that is so hungry for us? Hold on. Just play softly. Close your eyes. Lord Jesus, we have come to the end of what we feel you're leading for man to do. We're saved by the foolishness of preaching, and your word is anointed, and you have moved tonight. But God, we're now getting to where no man can get any glory or credit. It's you and you alone. The power of your name, your word, and your blood. I come against every human spirit, every wall, every barrier, every chain, every concept that would bind some precious young person. And by the power of the Holy Ghost invested in me as a man of God, I destroy every fetter, every barrier, every concept. I pray against it right now. In the name... Hold on. Take somebody by the hand all over this building. Take somebody by the hand. The power of agreement, where two or three agree. Touching any one thing in my name, it shall be done. Power of agreement right now. Power of agreement. Agree right now. Agree right now. Agree right now. On this first night. Brother Claiborne, this first night can be greater than the last night. This first night can be greater than any other youth convention right now. If we would strip ourselves of a facade. If we would strip ourselves of a mask. If we would strip ourselves of a robe of self-righteousness and flesh. There it is right now. Right now. Would you leave the balcony? Would you leave the... Would you press your way right now? You may not get the front, but would you run as fast right now? The Holy Ghost is moving. It's breaking right now. Would you press out in the aisle? Would you press out even if you can't get anywhere? Just move from where you are. Move from where you are as a sign of submission. Lord! Let a real fire of the anointing... That's it right now. Mamas, daddies, saints of God, young people all over. That's it right now. In the pew. Kneeling in the chair. Stepping out of the side. Come on, step out of the side. Come on down to where the Holy Ghost is. That's it. Press your way. Men of God, help us in Jesus' name. Come crowd up. Come on, you can get on up here, right up here. Why don't some of you come kneel all across this front? Why don't some of you come kneel right up in here? Make some room. Make some room. Come on. Let there be worship. Let there be travail. Let there be a heart searching.